Welcome to episode 605 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Lindsay. Launched in 2003, the Coral Princess is a smaller ship designed for the Panamax routes. With only 2,000 passengers on board, what this refined ship may lack in fancy new bells and whistles, she makes up for with a less crowded, calmer atmosphere. Perfect for those itinerary-focused traditional sailors seeking a less crowded onboard experience. Recently, Donna and Lindsay had an opportunity to experience life on board the Coral Princess firsthand and are here to share a little bit about their adventure. So let's get started. Yay! So unfortunately, Donna couldn't be with us, but Lindsay... ship. So I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah. So she was birthed, or I guess launched. When launched, we say launched in 2003.
Yeah, birth means something else. And
she was launched in 2003, and everyone like on the online, because I went to go check my description of the ship online, and everything came up as like old and small and.
Like, well, and I think the older ships get a bad rap because people are like, ah, that's old. I don't want to sail on old. So you can tell us why we should.
Like, that's not old. That's distinguished. That's refined.
It's like a fine wine. That's why I like to tell people I'm not old. I'm just aging like a fine wine.
And can you imagine telling somebody who was born in 2003 that they're old?
Well, I tell that to my kids all the time. They were born in 2003.
So, okay. So this was a coastal. This was like a quick 4-night coastal from LA to Vancouver. And we were supposed to have one port in Victoria. Unfortunately, due to the sea being a little tempestuous, we did not make it into port. We actually ended up with a whole bunch of sea days.
Three sea days. All sea days.
All sea days. All sea days as far as the eye can see.
Well, a good chance to really get to know the ship and experience everything on board.
I think it ended up being good. I know a lot of people were disappointed, but I maybe locational privilege of living in the Pacific Northwest. I was not as disappointed, and it just meant one extra spa day for me. I did buy, of course, the Lotus Spa. Princess has a contract with Lotus Spa, and if any spa people are listening, you know that's a really good spa. And the spa on the ship did not disappoint. The thermal spa was small, but
tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, small but mighty. There were four, I think. No, there was more than that. It was eight stone loungers, the heated loungers. And their loungers got hot. Like, some of them just get a little whatever.
A little warm.
Yeah, they really got warm. They really, really helped. And then the dry sauna was just gorgeous. Was bigger than I think I've seen in a lot of other ships. And was also, the temperature was the correct heat. It was hot. Which it needs to be to really get all those good health benefits for your body. And I've turned into like a little sauna snob since going to Finland. Okay.
Did they have like a one of the like the hydro pools?
No, they didn't. But they did have like their solarium area, their adult area. It had a pool and hot tubs. Unfortunately, because of the water conditions, there's a lot of slishing and sloshing going around. So the pool was closed, but the hot tubs were open. Okay. But this with the temperature, the heat in the stone loungers, and then the heat in that dry sauna, they had a steam room too, which I stay out of because my asthma is not does not like that. But so Donna did the steam and I did the dry.
So you do the wooden one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The hot dry heat, because it melts your muscles, and it's really the only thing I can, if I want to enjoy a massage or something, I really have to go hit that heat pretty hard before I could do. And I did do several spa treatments. So this really turned into an unintentional spa focused cruise for me.
So how long do you have to stay in the sauna? Cause I can't stay in it. It's too hot.
I start to get lightheaded.
If you're feeling any of that, you need to get out. But they say you're supposed to build it up gradually. And mm-hmm. I had gotten to the point of where I could be in my gym, the one at my gym, for about 30 minutes. But like this one, it was about 15, 20 minutes and I was mm-hmm. good, which is great. When it's higher heat, it works faster. It was wonderful. And I don't want to talk for 20 minutes about the spa, although I actually could, especially on this ship. It was one of the hidden gems. I was not expecting to like it as much. Yeah. I do want to talk about the rest of the ship, because 4 sea days really did give me time to kind
really
of
see it.
Explore this, you know, in Princess. I hadn't been on a Princess ship in 20 some years. I mean, not since my honeymoon.
Wow.
Princess. So I really went into this. I mean, I'd been on for one day events or things like that and ship tours, but sailing with them, it had been quite a while. So I didn't know what to expect. And I was so pleasantly surprised. The service was really good. I really love the layout of this ship. I love all the seating, lots of little nooks to sit and socialize, very comfortable spots to kind of hang out. There are 2 theaters on board, although I didn't really see any shows. I know Donna went into one of them, so I can't tell you how great the shows are. But I did poke my head in and watch a little bit of the Deal or No Deal game show. That was very entertaining. There's all the typical things. There's bingo, and we didn't get to do that because there's just so much to do. And when you're spending a couple hours every day in the spa, it really kind of eats into your
recreation. Eats up your day.
But I did do the high tea, and that was wonderful. That's probably like the best high tea I've experienced on a cruise ship.
Was that included or was it extra?
That was included. Additional cost for that. I did an optional, which did have an additional cost, a wine tasting, which ended up being very advantageous for me because I won the raffle and I got a free bottle of wine.
Nice.
But that was great too. We got to try a bunch of wines and all in all, I mean, there's a library, there's a card room. This is definitely a ship I could see myself spending time on. And with 2,000 people on board, it sounds like a lot, but how this is laid out, never anywhere other than maybe the buffet super early in the morning did it feel crowded or which I like. I'm a smaller, normally much smaller girl. Smaller ship girl, not a smaller girl. I wish I'm a much smaller ship girl. I will say we were in a standard balcony cabin, and being a bigger person, I definitely would choose a different category of stateroom for myself on my next Princess cruise. I will be in a mini scooter above to get a bigger shower.
Oh, okay.
The shower was a little bit tight, but
yeah, I heard a lot of agents say that actually.
Yeah, but the thing is, the closet, like, we had this long, beautiful walk-in closet, and everybody said the same thing. If they just took 2 feet of that
and put it in the bathroom,
we would have been everything would have been grand. But the stateroom itself was pretty spacious. I do have to give a shout out to Princess for doing their balconies right, because they have the two chairs and the table out on the balcony, but then they have footrests that can slide back underneath the chair mm-hmm. when you're not using them. Mm-hmm. And that is such an underused feature on cruise ships. I think they should all be buying chairs like this. And they were very comfortable. So I sat out there and wound my yarn and read and really kind of enjoyed the balcony.
So this was repositioning, right? Because this ship is in Alaska now.
Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Okay. This was a repositioning. And it's probably an itinerary I'll do again. I have friends in LA and I was down there to do some things. And Vancouver is just like a 3.5 hour drive for me. I'm all in all glad I did it. The specialty dining was really good. I had Sabatini's. I had pizza and Sabatini's for lunch, and everyone said that was the best pizza on board, which it was. The pizza by the pool was actually pretty decent too. And the Crown Grill. We went there for dinner one night and I had the lobster, which I thought I for sure I was going to get the steak, but I got the grilled lobster and that was very good. There's a pecan pie that was pretty good. We had lunch at the Salty Dog one day. That was pretty good.
So did you have Princess Plus or Premier?
We had Princess Plus.
So what does it in, cause some of those restaurants are, they're not like specialty, but there can be a charge, right?
So yeah. It's called casual dining and that always trips me up. What exactly does that?
So, I think the Salty Dog is one, right? That
the Salty Dog's one. So you got two, I think we had two or three included.
Mm-hmm. I think it's two casual meals, right? I believe.
And then there's been some changes to the Plus program and I feel really bad because I took copious notes and video in the presentation. I swear I did. but I can't remember off the top of my head right now. I know they were moving. There used to be you got two specialty desserts.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Included, and there's no more. And I remember I was looking around the ship like, what are the specialty desserts? And then I found the counter, which I never did get to have one because alcohol and ice cream do not mix for me.
Unless you're putting like Bailey's in it with your
incredibly intricate sundaes out by the pool. And if that's one regret I have is that I did not make time to go try the sundaes and also the specialty cakes. I didn't have the cake. As a cake lover, I really fell down on that. That was not a...
I mean, it sounds like you needed more days at sea.
Yeah, I needed more days at sea. Also, full disclosure, I have a foot injury. So being on the heated lounger and hanging out in the spa was really like, that's what I needed to be doing. And I wasn't, if I had not had an injury, I probably would have bounced around the ship quite a bit more and maybe experience more things. But we did squeeze. I feel like I squeezed a lot in
well, days. You're really good about trying to experience a lot of stuff, you know, like on board. I know you like to check out all the singers and, you know, artists and stuff.
Went into karaoke for two nights. That was fun. Nice. They have lots of entertainment, lots of live music. That was good to see. A lot of traditional. I like how they had the areas were kind of like some ships, everything is out in one area. And it's just kind of, this is all these things in one spot. I like how this smaller ship is kind of segmented off into these little pockets. So you don't feel like you're in this ginormous room. You're in these little lounges or these, not little lounges, but these manageable sized areas. Like I said, lots of comfortable seating. The couches out in front in the walkway alongside the entrance for the Crown Grill. I really could see myself sitting there reading a book. I'd very recently spent quite a long time on another cruise line on a ship that I wish had had just one of those somewhere. so now I might be a little hyper-focused on that when I'm on a cruise ship. I'm scouting for where would I be perched up with my knitting or my book or my cocktail.
Nice. So I know you were there in May. What was the weather like? I know it was rough, but was it like rainy or did you have some sun? Or out by the pool? I guess they drained the pool though, right?
They took a little bit of the water out of the pool, but most of it sloshed out, which was kind of fun to watch. but we were I was in the hot tub with, and every day there were people in the hot tub. I did the hot tub once and, it was, if I hadn't been in a boot, I probably would have done the hot tub more than once, but that was such a pain in the butt to get.
Yeah, I can imagine. Cause you don't want to, especially if you're kind of
carrying my boot around. Starting to get the hot tub. The pools were shut down. They had the netting over them. And,
so it sounded like it was pretty rough.
It was rough, but it wasn't, I mean, I didn't get sick. I don't know. I'm sure some other people got a little woozy, maybe. Right. I think being in the sauna, being in the spa a lot probably helped. And plus I try not to lay down really when it's rough. Mm-hmm. I find if you're moving or if you're in water or if you're doing things, I'm less likely to get sick. It's when I go lay down.
Yeah. So was it like that every day?
No, it was just a couple days.
Just a couple days.
The first day was okay. Well, they had to change the route because of the weather.
Gotcha.
So we kind of avoided most of the bad stuff. They did a really good job with that. And I know people were disappointed in the port, but you just have to, when you sail, you've got to take it as it comes. I mean, things like that happen, and to keep everybody safe, they have to make, make changes, and you got to roll with it. And Princess has no lack of things to do on that ship. There is no way you're going to be bored.
Yeah.
If you're bored, you just need to walk 2 feet and there'll be something else. I actually did gamble on this cruise, which I don't usually do.
Oh, okay. Did you win anything?
Yeah. I was up $15 and I cashed out. Nice. I could have kept playing, but I'm like, that's $15.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We'll take that big money and leave.
Did you, I know you said your shower was super small. Did you do you like showering in the gym or spa?
I did a couple times. There is only one shower stall in the women's locker room because, like I said, this is a nice spa, but it is not a big spa. Uh-huh. So there was one stall in there, but it was really underused. I think because it was such a short cruise, that may have played in it, or maybe I just lucked out and didn't get wasn't on a cruise with a bunch of other spa hounds like myself. Because sometimes you can be in even the larger ones, where they have like 20 beds or whatever, and they're all full. Or every time of all the times I was in there, there was only one other time where there were other people. Most of the time I was by myself, which was wonderful. And like I said, with the high heat, you're not staying in there for super long. About an hour, 2 hours, and then you're off to do whatever. The first night, after we bought the spa pass, I didn't think we were going to get to use it because we didn't have enough time after dinner. We had such a late dinner that to go change, but we were actually able to just go in there and lay on the heated lounger, and doing that for just 20 minutes before you go to bed, I slept like a baby.
I usually have to put down like a towel or something because this hot loungers are hot, you know, like it can be.
Yeah.
Hot,
well, you should always put down a towel for.
Yeah, obviously. You know,
but yeah, that, and then the beds, Princess's beds, very, very comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
I know there were some, I was uncomfortable a few of the nights, but it had nothing to do with the bed. It was my foot. It was a personal thing. I just can't get a good comfortable position, but the beds were super comfortable. I thought I was on an air mattress. And I actually asked about it, and those mattresses are designed specifically for them.
Yeah. They used to sell them. I don't know if you still can buy the Princess beds, but you could buy like the bedding and the mattress. And
it's funny. Yeah. My husband and I had done a 15 night or 14 night. It was a long cruise with Princess as part of our honeymoon years ago. And I remember we spent a lot of time sleeping because the bed was so comfortable.
If that's what you want to say.
Okay.
No, Sandy, we were sleeping.
Okay. Whatever.
It's the rocking of the ship and the. So I'm trying to think of anything that I have left out here because I mean the high.
Did you do any like room service, coffee in the morning?
I did room service, and I big shout out to Princess. Their egg McMuffins are really good.
Okay.
I had egg McMuffins and fruit, and poor Donna is asleep late and then just get up right before she needs to go somewhere. And I am I need to be up early. And I just woke up early and I was like, okay, I tried to be polite and wait as close as I could, but it's 9 o'clock and I'm like, I'm starving and I wanted to roll my nose. So I got room service for breakfast and they brought it and I ate it out on the balcony and that was really great on the fruit. And yeah, I was pretty impressed with that. All in all, I'd do it again. And I think this is a great cruise ship for the value. I think the size wise, the space, the amenities, this is not going to be for those people who need to have flashy, you know, this does, there are no water slides or things like
rock
that.
Rock wall.
But if you like the traditional aspects of cruising, I think this class of ship and this ship.
And the older ships like that can be a good value too, because like people want They think they want like the bells and whistles of all the new stuff. So,
but really, you get on. I get on the bigger ships with the bells and the whistles, and they're great. But then I want someplace comfortable to sit in a quiet alcove and read.
Yep.
And you're not. There's a library on board. There's a card, a game room, a card room, which I really am starting to appreciate now that we're seeing it less in cruise ships. Yeah. I'm starting to miss the. That was the highlight of the last several cruises I've been on. Is, oh my gosh, they have a library.
So what about like nightlife? Is there like fun stuff at night? Is there dancing? Yeah. Is there like any kind of like silent disco or a that type of thing?
Yeah, all of the above. There's a silent disco. There's a good flow for the nightlife too on this ship, because the bar that's open the latest is where they have like the silent disco and the game shows and the karaoke. And then once that bar closes, right down the way is this coffee place that's also a bar, and it's attached to the casino. So you can sit there and get your, and I feel bad I didn't find this on the short cruises. It's always so hard to find every little hidden gem on a ship. I didn't find it until my last night when I went in with a friend and she was playing slots. So I sat down and played next to her, and then I was kind of hungry and realized that they had a little coffee counter there with sandwiches that they could heat up for you. And they had these little meat pies and pastries. I had like a pistachio croissant. So that was a very unexpected last bite on the ship. I really enjoyed getting a snack there. But it was that's where everybody had congregated because it was the bar that was open the latest.
Well, I think my biggest complaint with cruise ships is all of that stuff, the silent discos, the dance parties happen at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I can never stay up late enough. I need, I'm pushing 50 years old. I need a good like 8 p.m. silent disco dance party that I can go and do
maybe
my thing.
Maybe 9, but if it you says know, 10.
Maybe 9, but.
What a great idea would that be?
8
for
o'clock really works better for me.
For a charter cruise for us to do for people who need to be in bed by like 9, 10.
I'm like you, Lindsay.
Stuff at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, I'm like you. I'm up early. I'm an early riser, but by 8 o'clock, I'm like, you can't, you know, the listeners can't see me, but you know, I'm dozing off, sitting straight up. Like I just can't hang late.
Yeah.
So I need like early stuff.
I'm with you.
But all the good stuff is late.
I'm naturally bopping out of bed now at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that's you're not getting anything productive out of me that time, but I want that quiet time. I want that time to kind of do my own thing. And at sea, that's so great because especially with the balcony, you can sit out on the balcony. And if you pre-order your breakfast the night before and even rooms, even though I didn't pre-order when I got room service, it was very fast.
That's good.
Really fast. Yeah, we got to tour. I got to tour the galley, which I think this is my first time ever touring a galley on a ship.
Nice.
So that was interesting.
I got to do that on Princess too when I was on a fam. That's it was really cool. I love all the little carvings, like what they do with the fruit and stuff. Yeah. You know, like they make all the funky stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they gave us the best chocolate truffles, and then we're all like, okay, where have these been? It must be getting snatched up in the buffet. Although by the time I would walk by the buffet where all the desserts and stuff were, I was already so full. And we were, like I said, a longer cruise. I think I would have explored more of the dining stuff. But yeah, it was good. And I'll definitely be back on. For sure.
Awesome.
Nice. Anything else we need to know about this ship? Any other little tidbits?
I feel like there's so much that I'm missing. And there's probably somebody listening this way. You didn't tell them about.
You'll think of 500 things as soon as we log out.
I think I think that's about. Oh, activities in the atrium. Okay, so this is one of the first times I've seen, because they have a main atrium area and they had classical music. They had, and I want to say younger people, but everyone looks younger to me now. Playing music at different times, and then they had like the golf setup to do a hole in one, and they were doing like little contests, which I thought was neat. It's been a while since I've seen that on a ship. That's kind of one of the And then the medallion, of course, Princess has the medallion service, which is on this ship. And when it works, it is phenomenal. Although mine did stop working. I couldn't get my room, but they fixed it. They gave me a new one. And
well, that's good.
It is something to get used to when you're walking and you come around the corner or you come, you're down from your room and the door's already unlocked and your name's on the thing. Because it senses your medallion. But it was very convenient for lots of things. I think, you know, I think the staff must love it because they know who we are. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you that small ship feel. When it first came out, I guess I missed the, they would bring you whatever you wanted, wherever you were, which I think is so cool. But kids were messing with the staff and ordering things and then moving. So they had to change it to now they only have certain areas. Like in your stateroom.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yep. Yeah. Oh,
someone's always got to ruin it.
Yeah. Somebody's got to mess it up for all of us.
But I still think it's a good.
Yeah, it is. It is a cool feature. Yeah.
Did you buy a pretty accessory for your medallion, like a bracelet? No, or
I was fine with this the lanyard. I don't. Oh, that's mean, cool. Okay. And then it's one of those things you bring it home and you're like, what am I going to do with this? Like my 7 million magic bands from Disney.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. I bought like a sports band for mine.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think I would do a sports band. I think that would be nice to be able to have on your wrist.
Maybe for next one. But I didn't mind having it on the lanyard. And like I said, I spent so much time in the spa that I always had to take it off anyway. And and I did like that you could. It was your key for your locker in the spa.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty cool. Let's see. You know, the typical things. You got your art gallery on board. You got your games. There were crafts and things that sounded there. All these things. I always pick up they deliver the program, and they still do a paper program in your room.
Oh, they still do paper? Yeah, okay.
They still do paper, which I know that's very important for people. I love they still do that. But you sit there, and I mean, you could literally plan out every minute of your day. With an activity, because there is so much going on.
I do like to have that piece of paper just where everything's listed. I don't have to like thumb through an app. I do like to just sit where I can just look at everything like, okay, I want to do this and this and this and this.
My one thing I wish that worked better was the app was good, but it's not very user friendly, and you can't really it's not as functional as I would like, but it's much better for them to have one app than what I think before it was like years ago. It was multiple apps.
You
had to download all these.
It is better.
But yeah, it's getting, everything is getting better. So, and I like that they're keeping that classic experience on board, because I didn't realize how nostalgic and, neat that mean, was until
it's,
I was
like, oh, yeah, it's the Love Boat. So
yeah, it is. It is the Love Boat.
It is.
And the lounge singers and the and it was a lot of fun. Nice.
Good.
So if you're listening and you're one of those people who thinks that I would be so bored on an older ship and there's not, you know, this is great for if you want a more relaxed way to explore. And if you're itinerary focused, if you're going for the destination, if you're doing the Panama Canal, if you're doing Alaska, if you're doing then you want to look at something like this.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.